Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 27 Ntulikazi 2024 ngutaba kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bafikile. Unannounced. China besiyivele sixoxela sisenza indaba zethu addressing ama issues. And then bafika, bathe befika, abanye babachaya, vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu.
Amapolisa abopha amalunga enhlanganiso yezifundi ezinasu abesemhlanganweni omkhulu eHarare. Umongameli
inyamaza yeEconomy asebeyokuphuthwa umnotho uzwakala ezikhwameni zabantu. Okuthukulayo ibuyanga. Ukudubeka kwabantu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe elezanu PF ukuthi zizwisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko oza kwethula ngomphathi intambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa. Kubotshwa abadabuka eZimbabwe abaningi abasebenza kwele South Africa bengelamaphepha aqondileyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Amapolisa namhla abophe amalunga eZimbabwe National Students Union agumbe izinasu angamachumi amane lanhlanu 45 eHarare akade esemhlanganweni wokuhlela inhlelo zawo zalonyaka lokunye. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engavumeli ukuthi abantu benze imihlangano ethiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu oweSADC Summit. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abafundi laba bebethe kwaqa ezesa training center emhlanganweni wezinasu general council lapho okufike khona amapolisa awuphazamisa ngemva kokubotshwa kwabo bathwalelwe enkambeni yamapolisa eHarare Central Police Station lapho ababhadaliswe imali yefayindi besetheswa amacala okubuthana bephazamisa ukuthula abanye babo balimele njalo wasesibhedlela. Omunye obesemhlanganweni lowu ngugugulethu Sibindi ofunda eGweru Polytechnic othi amapolisa achaye alimaza abafundi laba bengakababophi.
Ngisukumile yesterday izolo ngibuya lapha to meet with other comrades I mean friends and labo ngabanye labo basuka on amaparts wonke awe Zimbabwe bafikile unannounced. China besiyivele sixoxela sisenza indaba zethu addressing ama issues and then bafika bathe befika abanye babachaya vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu so basichaya.
Umokwethi nare laye kalamathe ngokwenziwa ngamapolisa
abantu abalimele bafika maybe singathi 10 abanye abachaywa ngamapolisa then abanye balimele bebalekela amapolisa.
Umokwethi uqhubeke sithi abafundi sebekhathele ngokukhahlanyezwa ngamapolisa.
Ubudlongudlongo lobu owenzakala lapha elizweni tengise ukuthi isteti siyesaba amayouth ngoba thina njengamayouth sizimisele ukulwela leli lizwe ngoba inhloso yethu bekungasoyiwe kulo le state kodwa besize ku-general council yethu njengama-student njenge-student movement njengezinaso.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa u-commissioner Ponyati uthi abafundi laba babotshelwe udlakela abalwenze ezesa training center uthi benze lokhu kusanda kufika amapolisa endaweni le kodwa abafundi bathi batshaywe njalo babotshelwa ize ngoba bebeqhuba umhlangano wabo ngokuthula. Kulabanye abantu eZimbabwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abachothoza okwenziwa ngamapolisa kulezi nsuku ngesikhathi kulungiselwa umhlangano weSADC. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Comfort Mpofu.
Asikhangele ukubotshwa kwabatha ngapha kulungiselelwa iSADC Summit kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende uku-state of panic uyesaba uhulumende uyesaba abatsha uyesaba amandla alabatsha. Kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende kaqakathekisi i-constitutionalism uhulumende kaqakathekisi amalungelo oluntu. Khonokho ke kutshengisela ukubana iZimbabwe isakhatshana ukubana sithi kule space esivumela abantu ukuthi kube le democracy.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF uthi kusemthethweni okwenziwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe.
Asilazitha thina sidinga abangani. Kodwa leyo relationship yokusebenzisana kumbe phecelezi engathi ubudlelwano lobe sikhuluma ngabo kumele kube ubudlelwano obokuthi lami ngiyathola la uthole.
Okwamanje kulamalunga ebandla le Citizens Coalition for Change agoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba abavalelwe ejele bemelele ukuthoniswa amacala okungena umhlangano we Day of the African Child okungekho emthethweni. Kuke kwabotshwa kumaviki edluleyo amalunga eNational Democratic Working Group ayenika abaswelayo ukudla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapholisa namhla aphazamise umhlangano weNational Association of Non-Governmental Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe leZANU-PF ukuthi zwisisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethulwa ngumphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa owe-midterm fiscal policy review. Uphinde wathi umhlangano ozaqhutshwa elizweni kunyanga ezayo owe-SADC uzathuthukisa ubudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe kanye lomnotho. Wona athi uyakhuphuka kuzo zonke inhlangothi ngaphandle kwezokulima ngoba kulesomiso. Utshayele ihlombe izinduna ngodaba lwegugrawundi esithi zizimisele ukuthi udaba lolu luxazululwe, wathi eleZimbabwe kufanele liqhubeke ngokumanyana. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe nomnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe owake waba ngumeya wedolobho leGwanda, yena othi watshaywa kakubi ngamasotsha e-5th Brigade ngesikhathi segugurawundi. Uqala ngokuchasisa ngezomnotho.
Okudubekayo yibuyanga ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso lelo ngakho lokho okuthiwe ngumongameli asithi thina ubezama nje laye njengomuntu omdala, kodwa eqinisweni izinto ziyazisiba zimbi ngamandla ngoba abantu abalamali hamba ubuthatha abantu abalithumi ubakhuthuze ungaba lenhlanhla wesikhathi ukutholayo $2. Ngibuye kwinto enjeSADC, yeyani inceda bani iSADC yakhona leyo ngaphi kwakhona? Kuyathathwa izimali zelizwe sibone ukuthiwa amabhasi ongakazi wabona athi ezihlala izinto ze-fly machine imigwaqo ekuleyo ndawo lezindaba zahlala kuzo abantu behlala emkhukhwini kuyathi kungaphela insuku ezimbili 16-17-18 kuyabuya ngabi khona lokhu. Saso sikhathi sokukhuma ngemihlangano isikhathi sokulungisa lokuphakamisa impilo zabantu phakathi kwendlala engaka njengoba nezulu lingenanga. I-SADC yabo bona ababusabisanathi amakofi lamatiye kakuyekele ukudlalwa ngabantu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uphinde waphatha udaba lwegugurawundi echayela induna ihlombe. Ungathini ngalolu daba njengoba sibona ukuthi iningi liyasola?
Ngomunye wabo nabo lami abasolayo ngake ngakhuluma ngayo-ke nje iminyaka le ngathi yedlule. Udaba lombhuqazo wegugurawundi ayisilo lwezinduna. Mina lapha-ke sengikhuluma njengomuntu owashaywa yiyo i-5 Brigade leyo yaphosa yangibulala eLupane. Kangiboni ukuthi izinduna zizakhulumani ngayo ngoba izinduna lezi sezifana nezisebenzi zikahulumente. Udaba lwegugurawundi olombhuqazwe belufuna ukuthi luphathwe ngabantu abazimeleyo bodwa, sengitsho mhlawumbe nosihlalo wayo abe ngumuntu ovela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Lokhu ngesimo esibi independent commission akula lutho izinduna ezalukhuluma ezinye zakhona zizelwa izolo. Umbhuqazo sowedlule kazazi lutho, azibonanga lutho. Lalabo kuthiwa bakhulume ngabo abafayo kangazange bababone ngoba babengakazalwa. Eqinisweni indaba yegugrawundi akula lapho eyakhona. Siyabeloku sibhodisana lezi duli leziqimbi, asoze lulungiswe izinduna. Udaba lolu kumele lulungiswe ngabantu abazimeleyo abangelani nohulumende. Kanti vele khona kwawavela ngaphi ukuthi umuntu akuhlukuluze abesezekuthi hhayi sorry
wathukuluzeka. Angithi yabona ukuthi uhulumende yena lokhona uye wayekhona abantu be-FIFA. Uhulumende asoze azikhangelena athi izokuthoba kulima zabo yethu ngizokuthoba. Akusebenzi njalo nilalaba abathi into egukhurawundi ingaza ke ngiziphathe zimbuna kuyaphanana nje lokuthi uziphathelena amaqhuba uhulumende. Sifuna iqembu elizimeleyo, independent commission, and libe liqembu eligokela abantu abavela kwezindawo, an international commission.
Lo ngumnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga o Studio 7. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu kwele Germany ohlolisisa igcikwane le-HIV lomkhuhlane we-AIDS kuleziphathamandla zikahulumende abamele inhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo labanye emhlanganweni lo. Sixoxe lo mnumzana Daniel Molokele odabuka eZimbabwe onguye okhokhela ikomiti yedala lephalamende ebona ngezempilakahle eZimbabwe.
Namhla ngiseMunich eGermany, lapha ngibuye ngingu-chairperson we-parliamentary, i-Pan-African Parliamentary Task Force on Domestic Financing for Health. Silande i-International AIDS Conference, umhlangano womhlaba wonke jikelele owenzakala every 2 years. So lo nyaka ithuba lokuhosta i-conference linikezwe i-Germany. Silama-delegates azinkulungwane nezinkulungwane, thousands of delegates. From Zimbabwe, silama-delegates amaningi avela kuma NGO asebenza ngezempilakahle okuthiwa ngesilungu civil society on public health advocacy. Silama UN agencies asebenza kwezempilakahle, ama private sector companies, silama ministry officials, u minister of health ukhona la, u permanent secretary minister of health ukhona, silabantu be national AIDS council ye Zimbabwe, u CEO Dr Matsema ukhona la, silama ama Zimbabwe asebenza nenhlanganiso ezijene emhlabeni wonke jikelele esingathi ama Zimbabweans aku diaspora avela kwamanye amazwe, ngihlale labanye abavela eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eUK, eSwatini, eNamibia, abangamaZimbabweans but besebenza lezinye inhlanganiso. Umbuthano lo ungokuhlolisisa imisebenzi yenziwa mayelana ngendaba yokuthi kuphele umkhuhlane wengculazi lapha emhlabeni, ngesilungu sithi campaign to end AIDS by 2030. So abantu bayahlangana lapha beshare ama-ideas, ama-research, ama-progress, report ama-programs, kuvunyelwana ama-strategies ukuthini singasebenza njani ndawonye ukuthini siqede umkhuhlane wengculazi by 2030.
Singathi kwamanje kuphumani khonapha emhlanganweni lo.
Khonokho ukuthini kuyaqhongosela ukuthini abantu kabazame ngamandla wonke ukuthi bengasebenzi bechiyene, ngesilungu kuthiwa avoid working in silos, but kube lokusebenzelana ndawonye, ngoba kule ndaba ukuthi akusela mali eningi esetshenziswa ukuthini kulwisa umkhuhlane wengculazi, ukuthi there is a decline in funding for health, funding for HIV related programs. Okunye ngama research aphumayo, siyatshelwa impumela ukuthi okunye kungathi kuyasebenza. Indaba eqakathekiswa kakhulu indaba nale yama preventive mechanisms or methods, ukuthini ukuthi umuntu engabe lesifo sengculazi, into ezinjabo pre-exposure prophylaxis labo post-exposure prophylaxis, kuyindlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma engakayenzi okwecansi lomuntu olengculazi, kumbe indlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma yenza ihambo kwecansini lomuntu olengculazi, okuthi uthini engabi laso isifo lesi. Sokule mithi enjalo eyenza ivikele ukuthi umuntu angabi lo mkhuhlane, okuthi uthi kuyabe kungezelela imisebenzi eyenziwa nsuku zonke ngento ezinjengama-condoms.
Umnumzana Daniel Molokele ukudalela ephalamende lele Pan-African Parliament lapho akukomiti ebona ngezempila kahle. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ewele Germany. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joe Biden ukhangelele ukuba namuhla kusihla uza kwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo e-White House kulandela ukuphuma kwakhe kukhetho lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Kulabantu abaningi abatshengisela emigwaqweni e-Washington DC namuhla khona lapha eMelika bekhonona ngokubuya elizweni leli komkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu kule mpi esabekayo phakathi kwelizwe lakhe le-Hamas. Okwamanje sekubulewe abantu abanengi okumangalisayo eGaza lapho ele Israel elihlasela santando. Unetanyahu uza kwethula umbiko wakhe edale leCongress. Lilalele kumsakazo we Studio 7 sisakaza sise Voice of America e Washington DC. Gwezi patelane le Melika.
Aba voti bele Melika sebekhangelane lomkhankaso omutsha kulandela ukuphuma kulolukhetho kukamongameli Joe Biden njalo umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris ekhangelelwe ukuba nguye ozakhethwa libandla leDemocratic Party ukuthi ancintisane loDonald Trump ngolwezi. Intatheli izindaba yeVOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakwamukela njani lokho. UEric Boylan umvoti waseScranton ePennsylvania lapho dabuka khona uJoe Biden uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party belingasela ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokukhupha uBiden.
I think he was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Ngibona sengathi ube ngumkhokheli omuhle kakhulu kodwa ngiyavuma ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi adedele omunye bese sifikile.
Umvoti uChristian Stoll uthi nxa uBiden engelamandla okungena njalo kukhetho kufanele ahle achiye isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Kwakufanele achiye kudala, kufanele asuke eWhite House. Ingqondo zakhe azisasebenzi kuhle, kasenelisi ukukhokhela ilizwe.
Ukukhetha umsekeli kamongameli uKamala Harris ukuthi angene kulolukhetho kwengeza amathuba ebandlaleli okuncintisa lowebandla leRepublic Party uDonald Trump, ukutsho umvoti uDaniel Brennan.
Harris polls well against Trump, so I think she has a real shot at winning. And I think he's doing the right thing right now.
Ucwaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris uyancintisana noTrump. Ngakho-ke ngicabanga ukuthi amathuba okunqoba ulawo. Njalo ngibona angathi wenza into elungileyo. Laloba abanye bengahlalisekanga besithi yikungaqoqeki.
Umvoti wePennsylvania obevakatshele eWashington uBill Mills uthi uHarris loBiden behluleka ukuthuthukisa umnotho bendawonye.
We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living and our lives are worse now.
Sinanzelela ukuthi intengo yempahla lamafutha emota ikhwelile njalo impilo zethu sezenzima. Ukunye njalo konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uHarris engumsekeli kamongameli. Ngakho-ke kuzaba nzima ukuthi abantu bembone ngendlela etshiyeneyo njengoba sonke sibone umnotho welizwe usiwa sikhangele.
EMichigan umvoti uJason Potts uthi utshintsho lolu lupha ibandla leDemocratic Party ithuba lokuxhumana labavoti abatsha.
I was thought we're just Biden time until someone a little more tenacious comes along and we'll see if
Ngibona sengathi bebedlulisa isikhathi kuphela bemelele ukuthi bathole omunye umuntu oqinaqinileyo. Njalo sizabona ukuthi uKamala uqinile na. Wakathesi umlilo olawo sibili uyavutha.
Engumsekeli kamongameli uHarris wayelwisana lokungena kwele Melika kwabokuza okungekho emthethweni. Umvoti weFlorida uChristopher Ran Gill uthi ukwehluleka kwakhe ukuqeda lolu dubo kuveza ukuthi akangeke enelise kuba ngumongameli.
Kamala's garbage. She's worse than Joe. Are they on the same page? They're about the same. But I don't think anybody's going to vote for Kamala. No one wants to back her. She had one job. That was handling the border.
UKamala, ukanyakazani ke idoti. Uyedlula uJoe. Angiboni ukuthi kulomuntu ozamvotela uKamala. Akulomuntu ofuna ukumsekela okwamanje. Waye lomsebenzi owodwa nje kuphela. Ukulungisisa udubo lomngcele.
EWashington umvoti uAlicia Jefferson uthi ulethemba lokuthi abantu abasoze bebone umsekeli kamongameli njengowesifazane onsundu kuphela kodwa abazabona imisebenzi yonke ayifezayo.
And I hope they can look past anything else and look at that. But the world we live in, that some people will and some won't. And I hope it's not enough people that stay.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bekhangele imisebenzi yakhe. Kodwa kulumhlaba esiphila kuwo. Abanye abantu bengakwenza lokho kodwa abanye abasoze. Njalo ngifisa kungabi labantu abaningi abamisa ukungena kwakhe ngoba engowesifazana onsundu.
Isakhamuzi se-New York u-Andrew Vajarsky uthi ukuza kuba nzima ukunqoba u-Trump.
Or even if Biden were to stay in the race or whoever we have right now as a Democrat, that it's right now it's Trump's race to lose.
Ukuthi nguBiden kumbe ngumunye ongena kulolu khetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats akulethi umahluko. Lo ngumncintiswano kaTrump. Ngingowebandla leDemocratic Party kodwa ngibona sengathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi banqobe kukhetho lolu.
UHarris kukhanya usethole usekelo lwabamela izigaba eziningi abadingakalayo ukuthi akhetho kumela ibandla leli kukhetho kodwa ozamela leli bandla ukhetho ozakhethwa kusemthethweni emhlanganweni omkhulu oweDemocratic National Congress eChicago. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli izindaba yeVOA uScott Stearns lalwethulelwa yimi uDaba kaNcube oweStudio 7.
Uhulumende weSouth Africa ubikwa eseqinisa umkhankaso wokuzingelwa kwabasebenza kulelo lizwe bengelamaphepha abanika imvumo yokwenza lokho, kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Izolo iziphathamandla zogatsha lwezisebenzi, ugatsha lukahulumende wendaba zasekhaya kanye lamapholisa besenkampanini ye-African Star Pack eBronkhorstspruit eduze lePitoli, lapho abathole khona ukuthi kusebenza weZimbabwe ongumtshayeli lezizalwane zakwele China ezimbili bonke bengalamaphepha. Ngeviki ephelileyo ubotshwe ixuku labomantshingelani elokishini leBedford View eGoli abangelamaphepha, iningi labo kungabadabuka eZimbabwe. Okhokhela iviyo lokuhlolwa kwamakhampani kugatsha lwezemisebenzi esabelweni seGauteng uMnumzana Michael Msiza utshele Studio 7 ukuthi benza lokhu ukuhlola phose viki zonke lapho ababamba khona abaningi abasebenza bengalamaphepha, njalo babuye bajezise amankampani ephula amalungelo esisebenzi.
Uma kusiya lapho kwenziwa khona i-construction noma kwakhiwa khona, siye sithola abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe naseMozambique. Kodwa uma siya laphana emkhakheni yala kuthiwa i-manufacturing, sithola ubuningi bakhona bavela laphana eMalawi.
Ngesikhathi esifanayo elinye iviyo leziphathamandla lezi belisejohannesburg mall enzikini edolobho, lapho ezifike zabutha khona abakwamanye amazwe abaningi abebesebenza kuzitodlwana eziphakathi kwaleyo ndawo bengalamaphepha, kwabotshwa labanye abebezothenga. Ngomvulo edluleyo amalungu elihlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula engafuni abokuza abalwamakhono aphansi basebenze kwele South Africa azingenele mathupha e-Eastgate Mall phandle kwenziki edolobho leJohannesburg, lapho abebezingela khona abangalamaphepha. Obona ngezemisebenzi kulihlanganiso uMnumzana Sipho Shabang utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abafuni kuzwa kuthiwa kulo muntu okuza osebenza endaweni zokudlela ngoba izalwane zakule South Africa zilawo amakhono okwenza le imisebenzi.
Abafowethu ba replace by yiwo lama foreigner, so sithi we are going to raid wonke ama restaurant so that ama South Africans kube yiwa sebenza kula ma restaurant.
Ebulenjini beinternet ugcwele imifanekiso yabokuza bephuma begijima endaweni zokwakha, abanye beseqa emoteni zihamba bebalekela iziphathamandla ezingela abangalamaphepha. Umphathi ndabogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa uMnumzana Leon Schreiber usanda kutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi lumkhankaso usazoqiniswa endaweni ezibalisa ezokudlela, ezokwakha, ezabalindi lezinye. Baningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezi ndawo.
The message we want to send to the world is that South Africa is absolutely wide open for business, wide open.
Siyafisa ukuthi abantu bazosebenza kuleli kodwa abenza lokhu bengelamvumo bazabhalela ekhaya.
We're also going to be more strict in enforcing where there are violations of the law. So you're right that those operations are going to increase.
Okhokhela inhlelo zabatsha kubandla elisahlumayo elesisonke party uMnumzana Someleze Sigudu uthi kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokuzingela abasebenza eMzansi bengalamaphepha.
Ngokwenza kanje kuzonciphisa amathuba abayoyentsha engasebenzi eSouth Africa. Siyamgqugquzela ukuthi ngathi angayendisa lento le afike kulama business amakhulu nakweze kwe-construction kwezakhiwo bakwazi uku-addressa le issue le.
Kodwa-ke isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Trust Ndlovu uthi akusizi ukuzingela abakwamanye amazwe bebuyiselwa kubo kungalungiswanga inhlupho ezibaxotshe emazweni abo. Uthi isibamangalisa indlela umphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya omutsha asephatha ngayo udaba lwakokuza abangalamaphepha.
Wathi khona kumele wonke umuntu ongenamaphepha abe regularized. So sasibhekele ukuthi kuzokwenzeka lokho. Hayi, kungakayenzeki lokho sesibona nje sekungathi sibuyela emuva ngenkathi zobandlululo mhlawumbe ngenkathi ze-apartheid. Kwakuyiyona indlela beyisetshenziswa ngamabhunu.
Ngunkulumo zedale lephalamende ezilokhu ziqhubeka kusukela ngeviki ephelileyo. Kula malunga ephalamende athi kufanele lusukunyelwe phezulu udaba lokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Abanye babo bathi kufanele indawo ezifana lezokudlela ezabalindi lemisebenzi yokusiza abakhi yenziwe kuphela izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lokhu ke kutsho ukuthi abangelamaphepha eMzansi basazokhomba olotshwala. Mina Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Soke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Hayi, siyadana kakhulu uzwa abantu bezanu bengafuna ukuthi bebe lamahloni esinsikhathi. Isinqumo esithathwe ngupresident weAmerica uJoe Biden sihle kakhulu, singumzekeliso wabo mina ngakho. So uzwa umuntu ekhulumela izanu PF yena ukuthi abalandaba lokwenzakala eAmerica, bona into abayifunayo ukuthi bekhitshelwe izejesu zenotho. Ziyokhitshelwani izejesu zomnotho bona bengafuna ukuphuma embusweni? Phela ukungaphumi kwabo embusweni for 50 years kumele kufakwe izejesu zenotho lokho kuphela nje, singasakhulumela ukuhlukumeza abantu. Ama president ezana uPF kumele afunde ukuthi achiya umbuso echiyela abantu. La yena lo mfana oyi youth yezana uPF ngabula amahloni ngento la ayikhulumayo, ngoba mina ngakwasebebuse kwaze kwaba overdue, kumele ngabe sebenike bona bonabo ntanga ngabe yibo asebe ngo president weZimbabwe.
Yeah, Studio 7 njani? Siyabonga wo us-updatea izindaba ngelanga ngelanga okwenzakala kwake lakithi leli. Siyadanisa kakhulu, babhizi badlalisa imali ngesadaka imhlangano ongalangqondo ongalancedo elizweni lakithi, befuna nje izikhundla lamabizo. Bengithanda kakhulu ukukhuluma ngendaba yemathebeleleni, thobanele North kobulawayo, Mathebeleleni South. Bantu bakithi liyayangisa, liyamangalisa, liphethe lethi uMnangagwa aqhubeke busa, lisazi kamhlophe ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye owayetshotshozela ukuqedwa kwabantu bemaNdebeleni. Okulala mhlalo okhunguye ophetheyo eliqeda ngumenemene simzwile ekozwimba esithi abantu bemaNdebeleni ngasazi ukuthi bazawugcina njani imizi yabo labayakha ngemali yokutshontshwa eGoli. Ivele nje kafuni kalithandi, ulithanda nxa efuna amavoteni.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazi abahla bakwaStudio 7 elisinika indaba ezinhle ezeqiniso. Ngithi khona kaligcina uNkulunkulu wabokhokho. Ya, ngiyangezwa lapha kukhulunywa nge-youth eZimbabwe phikisana ngemibono, kodwa iqiniso likhona. Abahlampileyo bazaphuma elizweni bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza ngenxa yobana izithutha zizaqinisela khapha endaweni elugwadule, indawo eyi-desert. Bazaze behambe ngendondolo, umuntu azange thole noma impilo enhle noma kukhona hle mhlawumbe noma esumele khona ethathe umfazi kube nzima khona ukuthi emloboli. Uyathenga phi imali ukuthi elobole? Inkomo uzazibona ngapi? Leli zwe leli alizigcini intandalo.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuphawula ezindaba esizivileza ukuthi uJoe Biden wehlile emkhankasweni wokuba ngumongameli. So zindaba ezinhle kakhulu. Uma ngiqhathanisa loba ngilinganisa laseZimbabwe, izinto ezingenzekiyo lezo.
Sanibonani, sanibonani kwestudio 7 okhulumayo ngoJemoyo. Ngajabula audio yamayithe yafundwa. Njengoba kwavotwa kwa-time 7 yokuvuleka bekhuluma ogawulela bochumo, kunganjani ukuthi ngapha thina esisetsholotsho sivukene ekuseni siye mdinga yini ugawule, siye kuthi sifuna umsebenzi, sizwe ukuthi uyakuthi.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be Studio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lilakho kusithumela eno imibono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyezela inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp, fakani isicelo sethu kunombolo lezo. Silu gqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwehla namhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube ngesithi lingakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwe Live Talk olulandelayo.